Parshas Emor, we have the mitzvah of the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Besides the Masafim that were brought, they brought a Keves Men Shnasa Le'ola, and together with it they brought a Omer Echot Shal Sa'irim, which is called the Omer HaTnufa, like it says in the Pasuk, Yisavayu Al Ha'aretz, V'haveisem Es Omer Reishis K'sirchem, V'heinif Es Ha'omer Lefnei Hashem Yimachos HaShavas. So we have to understand that this carbon of the Korban Omer, why Dafka was abroad at this time of the year? Why is it called Omer? Korban Mincha, all of them have a name according to what type of carbon it is. Marcheshes, Mafataner, Omer is a measurement. It's the amount of Sa'irim. So why is this Korban Mincha named after the measurement? And we have to understand why the week counts, Sfiras HaOmer, the counting that we count between Pesach and Shavuos, it's the counting, we call it Sfiras HaOmer after Korban HaOmer. What's the connection of this Sfira between the Korban HaOmer and the Sfira that we count towards Matan Torah? Now the Chinuch says in the Shoresh of the Mitzvah, the reason of the Mitzvah of this Korban HaOmer is that we mishmizbeinen of the tremendous chesed Hashem does for us with all the briois, year after year, to bring them the food that they need. That's why it's row now in the time when the tefuah is fully ripe, ready to be cut, when they actually cut it, to be masker the chesedim and the toivos that Hashem does for us, and we could be nana from these toivos, we could have anah from it. And he ends off with a beautiful line, when we are makir what the Rabbi Nishim does for us, and we thank the Rabbi Nishim for what he does for us, that itself brings the bracha into our maisim, and our tvua will be mizbarach. That's a reason for bracha. And the Medrash tells us, Omer Reb Yanai, Benoyeg Shabaoilam, the meaning in the world, Adam Lekeach, Litra Acha Shal Basam and Ashok. He goes and buys a piece of meat in the Shuk. Kama Yegiras Yogea. How hard does he have to work? Kama Tsaru Mitzar Ad Shabishla, till he cooks it up. Vahabriyos Yeshena Al Mitoisein. The whole world is sleeping at night in their beds, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruchos, he brings the winds, Amala Anonim, and the clouds, the rain clouds, Umagadal Tzmachim, and everything grows with the rain that he sends, Umadashin HaPeiros, and he makes all the Peiros grow, fertilizes the Peiros. We give back to Rabbi Hashem Kaviyachal. What's the schar we give back to Rabbi Hashem for this great chesed he does for us? We give him back an Omer. And the truth is that the Mechilta is brought down in Rashi, the end of Parshas Yisro, he says, Kol im shebetoira is a reshus chutz mishloi shashem chayva. Every time it says the word im in the Torah, it's a reshus. It's something you don't have to do. But over here, by the minchas ha'omer, when it says lashon of im, it's a chayva. Why is it, frek the maral, in Gur Aryeh, in the end of Parshas Yisroi, if the Torah wanted it to be a chiv, why does it say a lashon of im? Why does it say the lashon of reshus? It should say a lashon of chiv. Based on the Medrash we just saw now, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mala Anonim Merid Gshamim, Mafriach Tlol Matzmiach Adama, and we give him the Korban Omer. All this is because we want to show the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he gives us everything. So we're giving him Hoidah. Says the Maral, that a Melech who would be forced, a Melech Basav Adam, a king who would force people to thank him, that wouldn't be considered giving a proper thanks. A person has to be moida in his heart because he wants to thank the king for what he does for him. You can't do it because of mukhrach. That's not the way to thank. If you buy a present for someone that you like because someone told you to do it or forced you to do it, that's missing in the idea of giving something, the present, for the person you love or the person you want to give a present to. So too, the thanks that we give to the Rabbanu Shel Olam for what he does for us, Avada, the Torah says it's a chiyuv for us to do it. But the Torah says in Lashon Im, it has to be done in a way, ki'ilu mirtzeinenu atoiv, that we want to thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for what he does for us. And that's what we have to mekayim it, ki'ilu tzereshus. So Hashem gives, b'li gvul tvu in the world, to millions of people, zonu mefarnes, the whole world. And he asked Klal Yisrael for one oimer sa'irim, from one oimer, 4 pounds of sa'irim to give b'mekayim, what the whole world is nana from the Rabbanu Shel Olam's toiv. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us in after Zayin, Taviyu, you should bring Tvua in Nisan, Kedei Shavarech Es Tvua Shabasadis. The way I'm going to bench all the Tvua and the Sadis is by you bringing this Tvua for a carbon. So why is it that this carbon is still called in the name of the Omer and not by what type of carbon it is? So there's another medrash in Bamidbar, Chavches, Gimel, Omer of Brachia, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Leich Emer Lehem L'Yisrael, K'she Yisim Noisen Lechem Es Haman, when I used to give you the man in the Midbar, I Yisim Noisen Omer L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mikem, Hado D'Chsiv Omer L'Gagolus, Ve'Achshav Shatam Noisen Lies Omer, Ein Li Ela Omer Echad Mikulchem. When I gave you the mon, every single person in Klal Yisrael got a whole shear of Omer Lagogoylus. Every single person got an Omer. And now that you're giving me back, you're giving me back only one Omer for everybody. V'loy oid. El she'ena shalchitim. It's not the highest quality. El shal sa'irim. L'fichach Moshe Mazaris Yisrael v'Omer l'maveisim sa'imer. So this medrash is a big gilui, a revelation for us. What exactly is the tachlis of this carbon? It's called by the Omer because it's coming to remind us of the Omer that the Rabbanu Shem gave for every single person in the Midbar for 40 years. All the tov that the Rabbanu Shem gave us for 40 years, the Omer, this carbon Omer came also that what we had in the Midbar. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban both say that the Yontov of Sukkot has 7 days and the 8th day is Atzeres, Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Yontov of Pesach has 7 days. Where's the Atzeres of the Yontov of Pesach? The Yontov of Shavuos is the 8th day of the Yontov of Pesach. In between Pesach and Shavuos is Chol HaMoed. The two Yontovim are connected. We went through in Yetzias Mitzrayim the lesson, the idea, we became Am Yisrael, Maminim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all through the Nisim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael went through afterwards preparation of actually practicing in this Yisoides of Amunah that they had, that they got in Mitzrayim. They went through now 49 days of preparing themselves with this Yisoides of what they got in Mitzrayim. So by Klal Yisrael realizing what the Rabbanu Shem does for the whole world, how is Zana Mefarnes the whole world, what the Rabbanu Shem did for us in the Midbar for 40 years in the Mon, how the Rabbanu Shem took care of every single person's Srochim, every single person, every single Prat is taken care of. This is the proper Achana for us, this emuna and this akaras atoiv, to be makir that the Rabbanu Shem takes care of us, all our needs. This is the achana that was needed before Mount Torah. This is the connection between the Yom Tov and Pesach and the Yom Tov and Shavuos. And this is why it's called Sfiras HaOmer, that we're actually this Omer, which is the carbon that was brought, Keneged the Omer of the Man, and to remind us what the Rabban Shem does for us. The Rabban Shem doesn't ask us back for any type of kamos, the amount. He wants us the hakara that we should have in the Rabban Shem, what he does for us. That's the hakara that's needed. Like the Rabban says, at the end of Parshas Boy, that when we're makir, that we have a chelik in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, when we're maimin and makir, that every single thing that goes on, there's no teva, and everything comes from the Rabban Shalom, and the Rabban Shem takes care of all our tzrachim. That's the proper hakara for Kabbalah Satorah. A good Shabbos.